music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, good day to you all, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Saturday, and I believe it's May 15th. Is that right? Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it, folks. Art is coming up in a moment or so on the program, but you know, today is the day before Mother's Day. That's what they're telling me. So, in any event, I thought it would be appropriate, you know, to just begin the program with a word for mothers from the scriptures. Where else, you know? And, you know, there are so many scriptural references to moms and acknowledging mother and, you know, love of mother and memories of mothers all throughout the scriptures. There's probably at least 30 or maybe even 50 references that I can point to. But I'd like to begin where the beginning is, and that is Genesis, in the book of Genesis in chapter 3. Verse 20, the man that, called his wife, that man, Adam called his wife Eve. And the word Eve means the mother of all who would live, who live in Christ, of course. Not all who live, but all who live through Christ, the Redeemer, the Anointed One. And that's the first reference to mothers that I can think of in the book of Genesis. And also, of course, in the book of Genesis in 21, Sarah, who was, the mother, really a miracle. And essentially, she was, of course, the miracle woman. She, gave birth to several children, as we know. And the Lord, in Genesis 21, verses 1 to 3, visited Sarah, as he said, and the Lord did to Sarah as he and Sarah conceived, as he promised or provided. And Sarah conceived and bore Abraham's son in his old age at a time when God spoke to him. Remember, Sarah was up in her years at this point, and she was, she was just about barren, almost barren. And Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore him. That name, of course, is Isaac. Isaac meaning laughter. Those are just two references to mothers and to what they did, the mothers of children. Those children then becoming mothers and fathers and bearing more children, and the seed line continued right down to this present day and age. And that seed line is the seed line of Adam, and the seed line that God had created, you know. The other seed line, of course, is the seed line of Cain and his progeny. Cain and his progeny are numerous, quite numerous, though they, are thought of as the little people, as the people of smaller numbers, and they are. Nevertheless, small numbers bring about big things, big explosions, you know, come in small packages. And so we see two opposite seed lines. But on this particular weekend, we think of Mother's Day and the blessing of mothers in flesh bodies in this age, this earth and heaven age. And so we humbly give thanks. We do give thanks for Eve, first of all, and those who preceded Eve and those who have succeeded her right down to this present day. Amen. All right. Now, is Art with us right now? I think he may be. I'm not sure, but I'll tell you, we have a lot we want to talk about today. I don't think Art is here yet, so let me start off. He is? Art's here? Okay, bring him up. Hey, Art, how are you?
Good. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And just hope everybody remembers, in the case of anybody alive today, in your case, your mother was pro-life. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here.
Amen. Amen for that. Yep.
Right.
Well, it's quite a story to that. I've told several times on the air here on RBN over many years, but I won't do it today. Sometime when we have more time, we'll talk about the miracle of my mother and how she passed into eternity with a smile on her face. But nevertheless, we certainly do know that, today in this day and age, there are good children of good mothers and there are bad children of bad mothers. And sometimes good children come out of bad mothers and vice versa, as we know. But right now, I'm thinking about this past week and how we've been entreated to what I see as an unfolding parallel, possibly, to the Watergate era. Art, I'm thinking, and I'm going to draw the parallels today with you, okay? I sent you some clips and some emails, and we'll have a little fun in this hour and the next hour, too. So don't miss it. Turn the volume up, folks. Also, we're having our pledge drive, which I'm going to remind you of a couple of times in the forthcoming period of time. But first of all, Art, this week has been sort of a bombshell with, the loss of the FBI director, James Comey. Now, I'll be honest with you. I mean, none of us, I think, who are savvy didn't see it coming. It was a matter of when and the timing of it. And quite frankly, I think many people asked the question, what took so long? Why now? And then we looked at some of the key players, and one from your particular area, the Cosa Nostra in Philly, in the Philadelphia mob, and he happens to be one of the key bananas there, Mr. Rod Rosenstein. But looking at how this evolves, I'm going back to the Watergate era, because I grew up in that era. And I actually did some very short-lived intern work for the FBI. And this is post-Hoover. And it's very interesting to see how Nixon became Watergated, and it was the CIA. It was the mob. The mob put him in, and the mob took him down. You've often mentioned some of the key players from, the Annenberg family, Moses Annenberg in particular, and how he was able to essentially bring about that cabinet of Richard Nixon. And Gary Allen, in his book years and years ago, Nixon's Palace Guard, essentially had it pretty well on the money as to the cabinet of Richard Nixon and the people that brought him into power. Well, I see the same types of people today orchestrating events domestically and internationally, that seed line, who are bringing about Trump's predicted demise. And at least that's the way some are predicting it. Some are basically saying it's going to happen maybe by summer. How do you feel about what we've seen so far this past week, first of all?
All right. With Comey, basically he wasn't doing a job. He was let go. Now, you brought up some very interesting points here. What happened is the Democrats are pushing against Trump over the Russian leak, which nobody's found anything. The real issue is that is their attack on the Trump presidency to protect Hillary. That's how I see that part. Now, what gets real interesting is you mentioned about Mr. Ronstein. Grew up in Huntington Valley. Huntington Valley is part of Abington, Pennsylvania, the government that's running the No Place for Hate program, and the damn government there is run by the Jewish mafia. Okay, Huntington Valley is where Steven Schwarzman, the owner of Blackstone Group, grew up. Huntington Valley is also where Ronstein grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And Steven Schwarzman is the executive director of the Trump Business Administration Council.
Bingo.
Right. What a coincidence, right?
It just happens to be that way now. Come on.
Right. Right. And then you mentioned in your report that during the Obama administration, there was only three attorney generals that were kept, and Ronstein was one of them, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And his power broker, Obama's power broker, was, again, Wallace Annenberg, through No Child Left Behind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's when you basically factor in what we've been talking about over time, it becomes clear, very clear, And you can see going back in the past that they have been attacking, trying to take control of the Department of Justice and the FBI and the Senate Judicial Committee. And they've been trying to do it and successfully doing it for decades, starting with Arlen Specter covering up the JFK assassination.
And most recently, we saw that with Chertoff during the Bush administration.
Right, right.
You know, he was the number two man there for a while. And then when we had the Homeland Security, the first person they put in was Tom Ridge, again, from the mob in Pennsylvania. But then he was forced out, and we know who took over. And then we saw Janet Napolitano and a host of others. Now it's Mr. Kelly, John Kelly. But who is he fronting for? Look at his underlings. Look at the people who write the script for Homeland Security. You know, the whole cabinet. All of these departments are infested with that same, shall we say, that rodent factor.
Mm. Right. I would call it Mossad land security.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right. So this Rod, now this, he was basically responsible, with a few others, of his cohorts for the firing of Comey, is a very interesting individual. As you point out, you know, his origins, you know, in Philadelphia, growing up in Philadelphia. He's got strong Jewish ties to Israel, naturally. The fact of the matter is, before he ascended to the deputy attorney general post, he spent more than, about a decade or so in service as U.S. attorney in Maryland. And what's in Maryland? And who is the mob there? He is politically conservative and was appointed by President George W. Bush. Very interesting. But when Barack Obama took office, this guy Rosenstein was, he was one of only, three or four attorneys general, as you just pointed out, among 93 to actually be kept on the job. So who's boss here? Who's boss here, Art?
Well, we already know his boss. It's called the Cosa Nostra.
There you go.
It's called Mikvah, right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, it's beginning to look very much like what happened to Richard Nixon in 1972. That was a very key period. Nixon had just been reelected, and you remember that McGovern, you know, the race, they put up a guy who basically was a card-carrying member of the Communist Party. George McGovern, I'm sure you remember those. Most of our audience does. So it was a shoo-in for Nixon. It was basically an easy shoo-in. But as soon as Nixon took office again in his second term, what happened after he took inauguration? Things began to unravel, and we saw the Watergate break-in. And who was behind that? Again, key CIA people, along with people in the Washington Post and the New York Times, who are connected at the hip with the CIA. It's the same thing today. CIA. Right. You have Anderson Pooper, who with CNN worked as a CIA agent. Even, you know, mentioned it, no hiding it here. I mean, hey, he interned with them in 06. You know? So here we have this cross relationship, don't we?
Right, and also remember the history. The CIA was formed from the Office of Strategic Services during World War II, working very closely with Murder Incorporated, Operation Underworld, after they sunk the Normandy in New York Harbor, and then they worked very closely with Luciano. So what happens is, people don't realize, is the foundation of OSS, part of it, and the foundation of the CIA has its foundation in organized crime. Who set up the CIA? Harry Truman, who was tied in with the mob through Ready Mixed Concrete, the guy who owned that out of the Chicago syndicate.
The man from Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Well, and you know, again, you know, you're going back historically. That's important to trace the lineage here in the 20th century, because it did come out of the post-World War One era, and all the cards are lining up now. Roosevelt was there. Installee at the time, and within a few months of him ascending to the presidency, we saw what happened in that administration. The, if you will, the pyramid power came into being when he nationalized the economy through the Depression, which was brought on by the Mafia, and then he began the process of beating the drums to war after two administrations campaigning on a third that there will be no war. Well, he knew what he was doing, and his handlers knew exactly what he was doing. So, again, there's a pattern here is what I'm saying. There's a complete pattern throughout history, modern history, and in the 20th century. You can see the hand, the invisible hand that rules America. And it's more evident now, I think, than ever. Trump just happens to be the consummate goy who is going to be president of the United States. I'm in charge. He says he likes governing. This is his interview with Lying Lester. And you know what? The funny thing is he doesn't govern. He is governed. And you say, well, he's just bumbling his way through the White House, Rick and Art. You know, he's just a guy who's off the cuff. He makes remarks and then he retracts them because he's just a loose cannon. He's a celebrity and all of this. But it's the point that we're trying to make here is that he can be whatever he wants. He knows who his bosses are. He's going to visit his boss in Jerusalem in just another week or two in this month of May. And he's going to pay homage. The very first place he will go will be the Holocaust Museum. I will guarantee you that. So the point of the matter is that all of these key people in this administration, Schwartzman and all of the others that, you know, we haven't even mentioned yet, but certainly Rosenstein is just one of many in this administration. Some of his key people in the press secretary's office, they're watching him. They're watching over him just as they watched Nixon. You remember Ron Ziegler? You remember the press secretary under Nixon?
Yes, yes, I do.
Ziegler, you know, all of these characters in Nixon's time are the same basic characters, their children and, you know, their progeny, who are ruling over this administration. I just think that's the most important point we need to look at here, and nobody else can say it but us, essentially.
Now, also remember during the Nixon administration that economic decline we had. Wage and price freezes. I remember seeing the unemployment lines going out like 4 to 6 blocks because everybody's thrown out. They destroyed the manufacturing industry.
Yeah, yes, they did.
So he was set up there. If you look at what's happening right now, it looks like we're set up for that to happen all over again.
Exactly the parallel that I'm bringing forth and you're bringing forth. It is so, so amazing. It's just a redo of what we saw in the 70s. We had a major, as you said, a major recession in the 70s. We also had the war in the Middle East by Israel in 1973, the Yom Kippur War, and then we had the oil embargo. You remember? You remember all of that, right?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do remember.
That was all pre-planned. Mm-hmm. It was all pre-planned. So what happened? Nixon was Watergated in the end. He was taken down. And Ford became president, Bilderberger Ford, and the Warren Commission, most notably, again with Arlen Specter and company, the same key political figures. Now, you look at this guy Pence, and look at where he comes from in his background. Again, another bootlicker for the CFR, the Rockefeller-Rothschild regime. So if, in fact, Trump will be taken down, then Pence is going to move in, and who's going to move in behind him? You know? The whole bunch of names being floated about now.
Right, right, exactly. They're stacking the deck. But also I would want to say is if Hillary was in there, I think it would be worse. But that doesn't mean it's really much better for us either way.
No, look, it comes down to would you like to be hanged or shot?
That's a good way to say it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're going to die. No matter what, you're going to wind up dead. So the fact of the matter is no matter what happens, the noose is tightening around our necks. And then you look at this whole business of the FBI intrigues me because I worked, as I said, as an intern for a very short period of time when I was in college in the 70s for the FBI doing basic work for them under the table, getting paid to go to attend meetings and things of that sort. And I quit that. I realized that it was a waste of time. Henry Kissinger was Secretary of State. And the FBI was looking into, you know, small-level communist potential operatives on colleges and so forth in the early 70s when the chief Soviet agent was Secretary of State. And I told them this. I said, why are you doing it? Oh, my goodness, folks. It gets thicker and thicker. Oh, much more to come. You join us, too. Rick Adams and Art from Philly on this fabulous Mother's Day edition of Rick Adams Uncensored.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
All right, folks. Now, where are you going to hear some frank talk like this? What other network, certainly no mainstream, lamestream, brainstream program on any of the big networks, would you hear it out of anybody's mouth, because they won't step over the line that we step over? Now, I mean, let's face it. RBN has been here for a number of years. I've been with them now for, well, going on a decade and a half. And I've been here all this time, and in that time, we've seen the budgets go down, we've seen the economy go right down, and we've seen actually the truth movement ascend. If anything, it has grown, and that's why I'm here, that's why some of us are here, and you know, without this network, we're not going to be heard anywhere online the way we are today. So if you can, give us a call, and call the number. That is not the main number for talk show calls, but the office number, and Sam will pick up. Dial the number on your mind, the one that you should have imprinted upon your mind, not like the Mark of the Beast, of course. But, of course, we know it's 800-724-2719, and hit extension number 3. And if you want to pledge something, anything at all, then you give it, because we've been here for a long time, but time is running out, and we know money is very, very tight for everybody except the elite, as we will generously call. They're making money hand over fist. RBN is a shoestring budget, and the shoestrings are weak, but we need to get some new strings here. So if you wish to help out, then call the number right now. 800-724-2719, Extension 3, make a pledge, make a donation, whatever, so Rick Adams and Art and some of the others that you like to listen to can be here and continue, okay? All right, enough said about that. Now, Art, getting back to the FBI, as I said, I did some work for them, and Henry Kissinger was the number one, as far as I'm concerned, number one Mossad Soviet agent at the very apex of this government at a time of critical juncture with the war in the Middle East taking hold again. And at that time, we saw the beginning of the energy crisis. Now, the average idiot on the street didn't know why they were in line, so why they faced rationing, odd and even days, and all of this nonsense, which I went through, the rationing. And we were handing out leaflets. There is no energy crisis. We have oil. But the reason is political, and it's international politics. And people were starting to listen a little because they had to. They were sitting in lines, long lines, waiting. And, you know, they're going to be sitting in food lines, perhaps, at some point, waiting to get their ration coupon. Because the control grid is, as you said, happening all over again. So I saw this happen. I saw what was happening. I told the FBI, I said, Henry Kissinger should be arrested, not some, you know, low-level communist operative or college professor. And they sort of like scoffed it off. Well, we can't do anything. Well, we can't do anything. The attorney general, of course, has to give the okay, blah, blah, blah. Well, we know. Yeah. So I left. I said, this is a sham. This is a joke. And the only reason I did it was because I had a friend at the college who happened to be program director at the state's, that time, public service television station, that is publicly owned broadcasting station, which was pre-public broadcasting. It was NET, National Education Television Network. His name was Dave Stackhouse, and he was a great patriot, a great man, and he thought he'd be doing some good by helping somebody like me along. And so I learned the hard way. Something happened, though, if you recall. Something happened in 1972. I think it was May. Do you know what happened to the FBI, the head of the FBI at the time?
Well, I think from some of the emails, he was sacked, but I don't remember back that far.
I'm thinking just before the sacking of others. What happened to J. Edgar Hoover?
Is that when he died back then?
Yeah, he supposedly died in his sleep, and he died before all the you-know-what began to hit the fan, the Watergate saga. Very interesting timeline, if you look back, Art, because right. It was, I think it was in January of 69, well, he was inaugurated again, Nixon. Then it was 71 when the plumbers, Hunt and Gordon Liddy, were involved in that break into the offices of, Mr. What was his name? Fielding? Mr. Lewis Fielding, who just happened to be a psychiatrist, who just happened to be connected to the mob as well. Then you saw a short time later in 72. The plumbers at the stage assigned to the committee to reelect the president. Creep, it was known. You remember that, right? Well, he had become frustrated at the lack of some additional assignments. And so it went downhill from there, to cut to the chase. Charles Colson comes to mind as one of those involved in the Watergate breaks and so forth and so on. But what happened? By June of 1972, J. Edgar Hoover dies in his sleep, and I remember the first replacement for him was L. Patrick Gray. L. Patrick Gray was appointed by, of course, Nixon at the time. Nixon hadn't yet made his resignation speech. Then we saw it go from him downhill. Jill Ruckelhaus's husband, head of EPA, was transferred over there, and then William Kelly, who later would be involved in corruption scandals, he became the head of the FBI. So what I'm saying is it's all politics, going back to Comey. Comey was affiliated with the same people that put Hillary Clinton in the campaign. Goldman Sachs and company, right?
Yep, that's true.
There you go. All right, we come back, we'll let Art do some commenting, and you join us, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Art, you heard my little monologue on the FBI saga. Why don't you give me your reaction and your takeoff from here?
Well, my concern with what's happening with the FBI, especially with Ronstein in there, who is going to be prosecuting organized crime? Who's going to be prosecuting financial crime of Wall Street? Who's going to be prosecuting espionage, stealing our national defense secrets? Is it going to be the Mossad?
Well, I think the answer is unequivocally yes.
Right.
No matter who is in charge. Because we know what happened to O'Neill on the eve of James O'Neill, John O'Neill, FBI agent, retired on the eve of 9/11, when he stumbled on some very incriminating evidence in the Twin Towers investigation. We know what has happened, like I said, with Hoover. There was always the question about, was he murdered? Was he put to sleep? Because the CIA was about to break something that he was not on board with, okay? And this is very essential timing at that particular time. So if in fact, the next political choice of the FBI is going to try to do what Donald Trump supposedly wants to do, buck the establishment and bang off deep state, I think he's sadly mistaken.
Right. The other thrust they're pushing through is all this open borders and immigration, both legal and illegal. So if Trump is really for the people, we will see some prosecution and some change in one of those four areas. And if he has any ability to control a situation, we will see those situations change. If not, we'll see them continue to get worse. And I was looking at some articles where somebody actually summarized it. When you actually look at all this, what's it going to do to the country and to our people? It's going to turn us into a third world country like Mexico is what it's going to do, unless we put a stop to it.
So, well, yeah, and you could see a civil war brewing now on the streets, the university campuses, the people who are used to being supported by the government, the military war machine amassing more power. You know, all of these things are rising, and they are conflicting with each other. That's the big civil war type scenario, you know?
Right, right. So what we're seeing, for instance, in Puerto Rico going bankrupt.
Yes, and, yes, tell us about that. Go ahead, tell us about Puerto Rico.
All right, well, Puerto Rico filed bankruptcy, and now basically it's a dispute between the bondholders and the pension funds and the people working there that they're setting priorities. And the Puerto Rican government is saying we're going to set priorities that the people who are working and getting pensions get paid first, and that the bond traders, you know, the bondholders at the back end of, you know, of the deal, if anything. So that's just the beginning, okay? You also heard about the bank that I think was Bank in Canada that just went under due to home mortgages. And also there was an article related to that when they talked about, for instance, in America did a survey saying half the people in America and families have less than $500 between them and a financial disaster. And they did the same thing up in Canada. And they're saying it's only $200 for half the people in Canada between them and a financial disaster. So it's going to be interesting to see how things play out, especially over this summer. Now you have roughly close to 500,000 people being put out of work, as we're talking now, between now and July 1st, in the retail industry. All right, so then what happens? At least another third of the people buy, you know, they buy goods, products, and services, cars, houses, you know, anything in the store. Then you have a snowball effect that is going to affect another, you know, 100,000 people plus, in addition to those 500,000 people being put out of work.
Yeah, but Amazon is building these factories and plants across the United States right here next door to us. They wouldn't come to Rhode Island, but they went to Massachusetts, and they're going to hire a few hundred people. That'll make up the difference, won't it?
Right, and they even got one one of the Amazon Prime warehouses up here where, in my part of Pennsylvania, a place called Allentown.
Yes.
And it's one of the worst sweatshops of working conditions for anybody there. They don't get even to take, you know, a bathroom break. The people have been filing complaints. They work them to death like dogs. So, we'll see. And also realize Amazon, which is Jeff Bezos, Mr. Bilderberg.
Mr. Washington Post, CIA.
Washington
you know.
Post, yep, right. Yeah, all the big data systems that he's got using to survey on everybody. And that's another interesting point I see what's happening is they have been more intrusive day by day into our lives than we could ever imagine. For instance, this is where I am right now. They're trying to put a smart meter on a water system, okay?
Yeah.
So, they tried to put a smart meter on my electrical system. I said, I'm not going to put up with that.
Right.
Put a stop to it. So now I got to fight them again over the water meter system. Saying, oh, you don't get water if you don't put the smart meter on here.
That sounds like extortion and blackmail.
Right, exactly. And then they say, there's a way to fight it. First thing, just let anybody know, if you have a government body try to force something upon you and say they're going to cut off the service as a utility, worst comes to worst, you sign an agreement, say, under threat of losing my utilities for, you know, my property, I will give you consent under duress. Okay, and they say, what does that mean? That means you have a non-legal binding consent that if anything goes wrong, I retain all legal rights to sue the living heck out of you for anything that I desire to do.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So if you ever have someone try to force something upon you and you have no other resource, you basically put in writing, you agree to the terms under duress and send it to them certified mail so they understand that. And usually they won't do it then.
Yeah, exactly. You know, two can play that game. And that's what you have to do, is to stand up for your rights and just don't accept it. You don't just accept something regardless of what policy is, regardless of what the statute may say. And, you know, these conflict exactly with your laws, your constitution, which still on paper exists. And,
right.
And so you fight for your rights, and you go there, and you bang on doors, you knock on doors, and you say you're not going to participate in a system that is not lawful. That's the whole point. They're invading privacy. They're poisoning us. They're doing it through vaccine, doing it through the water supply. They're doing it in a variety of ways, spraying all over the place. People have never had as many allergies and sickness, upper respiratory, as they're having now. In my area particularly, and they are getting sicker, they're getting cancers as never before, and we know it is not just an accident, and it's not just the byproduct of aluminum dioxide and fluoride in the water solely since the 1950s. No, it's much deeper than that, and that's why guys like Bezos, you know, who control publishing, who control the flow of media for Intel, and then have direct links with them, don't want people to read books, to catch videos that are earth-shattering, that are eye-opening, you know? There are some who are waking up in the celebrity field, as you know, some who have had some pretty close calls with their children because of vaccinations, and yet the drumbeat is still on. You know, you get Lying Lester, they're telling, oh, no, he's just fronting, you know, for the teleprompter guys. Mr. Fishbein and company, and telling you, no, there's no link between vaccinations and autism. And we know that's not true. We know that it's not true. There's no link between vaccinations and cancer. Now we're seeing the cancer rates grow dramatically, and any doctor will tell you that. They can't lie it off anymore.
And there's also, from living in this area, there's a direct tie between forced vaccinations through the major company Merck Sharp and Dohme, mm-hmm. and the immigration.
Yeah.
Because back in the 90s, I complained to Senator John McCain about this whole H-1B visa program. Okay.
Yeah.
And he says they're just using it to bring in a couple technical people.
Sure.
So I go and look at right. And he says the reason we did it was the Hudson Institute report called Workforce 2000. Well. You go look at who the two executives of Workforce 2000 were, and I have this on No Place for Corruption. It was Raymond Gilmartin, the chairman of Merck Sharp and Dohme, and Jack Welch, the chairman of General Electric.
The time,
so,
yeah.
How convenient, besides, you know, Microsoft, that Merck is supporting all this forced vaccination, like they're doing in California, and they're directly tied in with the
You know, it's just in your face, speaking that really they don't care. They don't care. Most people are too preoccupied with day-to-day life. And so every time you read about these things and you see media reports, what does the American people think? Well, they're outraged over that. They don't know anything about what's happening in Washington. All they do is react to spoon-fed propaganda. And when it's time for Trump to go, as it was time for Nixon to go, guess what? I am fourth worth resigning presidencies of the United States of the snake hole. The United Snakes of America, you know, I mean, that time will come either by a bullet or by an announcement. But either way, when they're ready to dump you at a key moment, that day will come. Look at the name, look at the people. They're even being talked about as potential heads of the FBI. Does the name... let me see. What was his name now? I think it was Giuliani. Is that his name? Mayor Giuliani from New York?
Oh, Mayor Giuliani, who's close friends with none other than Tom Ridge and convicted felon Robert Asher. Okay?
What?
The one who's convicted when our state treasurer Bud Dreyer blew his brains out on TV. You're talking about that Rudy Giuliani?
I think it's the same one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and his close friend, Mr. Baruch, was there, tied in with Kickback City for, I forget what it was, I think it was for Taser Systems, when he was up for running for a political office, federal political office. I forget what it was.
Well, you know, Chris Christie also has been toyed with. Right. The name has been mentioned. And of course, the also the former New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton, or Bratton, and you know he was tied in also in 9/11, leading up to it and post 9/11. And then Terry Gowdy from South Carolina, the representative, as well as the, what was it, the guy from Milwaukee. He's a sheriff there, Clark. I believe it's Clark. Well, anyway, these are just a few of the names. And you know that this guy, Andrew, as a matter of fact, Andrew McCabe, who is the number one, number two guy under the number one, Mr. Comey, is also steeped in corruption. If you remember, I just mentioned a few minutes ago the link between Comey and Hillary Clinton with Goldman Sachs. Now we find out McCabe's wife was heavily involved with Goldman Sachs as well. They're all Clinton holdovers, you see?
Yeah, no surprise.
Well, I mean, again, the more things change, the more they remain the same.
Right.
It's just that simple.
But also remember this, Trey Gowdy sent two prosecutors down to look at the Clintons, and they ended up, like you said, both dead and both, how would you say?
Well, they were suicided.
Tortured. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
So that indicates to me that Trump is serious about going after the Clinton people.
Oh, he very may well be. I don't think, quite honestly, I don't think he's a loose cannon as much as people would have us believe. Nevertheless, he's being manipulated from within. Just as they install him, they will manipulate him, as in the case of Rosenstein and a host of others, by the way, who are in the Justice Department. Again, some of them holdovers and some of them newbies that he appointed that really don't have the best interests of anyone but their bosses at heart. So, I mean, we should remember that. This happened before, and it's happened many times, actually, in this nation's history. The structure from within is being corrupted so that the war is being waged against them. In other words, they come at you from within and from without, okay? To destroy a person, an office of governor, an office of senator, or a president. That's how they work.
Right. So, if you're looking, I'm looking at what's actually they're going to go after. And what I think they're really going to go after is the pension funds and Social Security to some extent.
Okay.
So I think we're going to see financial meltdown. All right, so you got all this money invested in mutual funds and everything for your secure pension. Well, when all that evaporates, where'd the money go? It went out of your hands, but went in somebody else's hands. So who gets the money?
Well, I think it might be some poor, lowly guy on the street that has no connection to the mob.
Right. Well, if you,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, one can only hope, huh?
Yeah, if you actually looked, for instance, I did, we look at the top 100 richest people in America. I count at least 53 of them have direct ties to the syndicate. So, And also you realize that less than, what is it, like a few hundred people in America have more wealth than half the planet. So something's not right with the American system when the economy is making, making the super rich richer and impoverishing everybody else. And that's what
well, you've been saying in some of your correspondence, predicting the greater recession, as it were, and leading to a hyperinflation. How is that going to play out in your opinion?
Well, the hyperinflation is they printed so much money, sooner or later, it's going to come back here. What happened is they print money this go-around to stimulate the American economy. But where did all that printed money go to? It went to China, okay? Eventually, those dollars have to be spent back here because this is where you got to buy the goods and services to trade it in for real value. Where are we seeing hyperinflation? Go look at Silicon Valley now and see what's happened to housing. So they're bringing the money back, okay? Sooner or later, we're going to bring much more of it back, and that's going to create hyperinflation when that starts coming back. So
I notice all these big Wall Street, again, the Cosa Nostra investors in China, communist China, have been doing pretty well with some of the deals. Now we have Jared Kushner, and again, he just happens to be in the family, just happens to be in the White House, just happens to be in positions of power, and you don't hear much about Bannon anymore, and you don't hear much about Reince Priebus, but you do hear a lot about Kushner, and he's been criticized for some of his ethical behavior and unethical behavior. But again, look at how they're milking the cow of China dry, communist right. China. And they resent it there because the top brass knows who's in control, the Communist Party officials.
Right. Yeah, and this goes all the way back to the Boxer Rebellion with the British.
Oh, positively. Positively, right. Yes.
Now, with Kushner being in power there, and realizing that his father was prosecuted, Charles Kushner, and put in prison mm-hmm. by Chris Christie of New Jersey, what does that do for his political career possibilities under the Trump administration? Not much. So when you were talking earlier, that I don't think Chris Christie's going to be in the loop.
I doubt it. I doubt that any of them, no matter who they are going to be in a position where they're not hamstrung no matter what. And that's really part of the job is, as I said, since the Hoover days, for all of his faults, J. Edgar Hoover had many faults, as we know, but he didn't have a total black file. I mean, he did have some ace in the hole with regard to, as you know, the dossiers on politicians, because he wanted to continue to have his control. But now, since then, we have a totally politicized situation, you know? All right, we'll come back, take your calls. Rick Adams.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
All right, we're back. Art, I presume, can stay with me. We have some callers, and I'd like to extend this second hour and to the point where I do, hopefully, we'll share with you a nice audio clip from Professor David Irving on the whole war lie business of World War II and of Hitler and Wall Street's role in creating the war to begin with. So anyway, if we have time, we'll get to that, because I know I wanted to do it for a couple of weeks. But right now, Art, let's take a call from Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, we haven't heard from you in a long time. Come on up.
Yeah, I've been busy, but I appreciate your show.
Thank you.
Always listen, but when I can, I do.
Well, I'm glad.
And Rick, I'd like to mention that years ago, a few years before you, I was in college, a liberal arts college, very, very liberal, but in a bad
sense.
Where
was that? Was that in Wisconsin?
No, that was in western Pennsylvania. Okay, I've asked Art about, you know, things that have gone on in western Pennsylvania, and, you know, he's more familiar with the eastern part. But anyway, at this so-called liberal arts college, they were bringing in Herbert Aptheker, the American Communist Party,
yes.
Stokely Carmichael, James Farmer. All of these were student assemblies that if you didn't go, you had to pay $5. But anyway, the FBI local agent showed up in my dorm room one day and, you know, he said, what I'd like you to do is to go to Aptheker's seminar and presentation and take notes, because we want to, you know, keep tabs on this guy.
Yeah, similar to
and
what
I
my
said,
case was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I said, you know, never mind Aptheker, we all know who he is. I said, what about all these socialist professors here on the campus that are up to no good, that are promoting all of this? And, oh, well, we're not interested in that. We want you to, you know, just give us a breakdown of what Aptheker has to say. So I went to the meeting. I took notes. My future wife also. I got her to go and, you know, take notes. And after that, then I had to go to the local office and read into a recorder all of my observations. Well, years later, I'm thinking about this. And by the way, Rick, I didn't get paid, so
I don't know
what your deal was. But
well, no, I had cash, cold cash.
Yeah, geez, isn't that something?
Yeah, they printed it and then gave it to me, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I should have spoke up. But anyway, I'm thinking, what do they want to know? You know, they had everything they needed.
Right.
Herbert Aptheker.
Sure.
What they wanted was my voice on a recorder and keep tabs on this guy, because I was involved in, you know, conservative politics at that point. This was after Goldwater, so I joined the John Birch Society. I was in Young Americans for Freedom. We had a group there.
Can we put
campus.
You on hold, Bill? Hey, Bill, can
sure.
you hold, because we got the break coming up, hour number two. Stay where you are. Tom, you stay where you are, and any others. Okay, don't forget to call in with your donations. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us, Art.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1 877
1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.